landing on Mars.
Light gray material on either side. Oh, man, that's incredible.
It seemed back in the late 60s and early 70s as if America would be a spacefaring nation. Plans were big. First the moon, then Mars.
3, 2, 1.
Instead, man has been stuck making circles around the Earth while robots go explore new worlds. Bases on Mars and other planets were designed on computer and forgotten.
It's certainly the case that we don't have as an aggressive program of exploration as we had during Apollo. Humans now barely get beyond low Earth orbit. But I think a day will come when humans will go to Mars, and we will establish first research bases there and ultimately permanent settlements there.
Scientists already suspect the red planet has water. Making oxygen and giving Mars a breathable atmosphere is at least theoretically possible.
Millibars of CO2.
Something scientists are seriously talking about at NASA's Ames Research Center. It's a symposium called The Physics and Biology of Making Mars Habitable. They're looking at ways Mars might be terraformed and asking important questions, not just can we, but should we? Is Mars ours to mess with? Is it ethical to bring life to Mars?
I come down squarely on the side of life. I think Mars without life is a great place. It's very interesting, but Mars with life is even more interesting, more fascinating, and in a philosophical sense, more valuable.
Now, scientists first have to figure out if there is life on Mars, or perhaps there was some time before. If that's true, that would add a whole new ethical quandary. Some of the ideas for terraforming, perhaps sending atomic bombs to Mars and exploding them in the atmosphere, that would cause the greenhouse effect and begin the terraforming. Now, there are no specific plans to do that. NASA is just studying the idea.